Watch, woman raises $2,000 for charity by decorating home with 643 Christmas trees, a very blessed season. By Amy Furr on December 25, 2022. A woman named Barbara Hardesty is making Christmas unique and bright for people in Columbus, Ohio. To accomplish her mission, she decorated her own home with over 600 Christmas trees, and visitors who want to witness the magic for themselves may tour the house to see the exactly 643 trees and festive decorations, Fox 28 reported Monday. According to Hardesty, 772 people visited the residence over the course of 6 days and donated $2,000 that will be presented to the Faith Missions of Columbus and the Refuge. Hardesty began the massive decorating tradition when she was diagnosed with cancer years ago. It helped lift her spirits and she has enjoyed doing it ever since, Six reported December 7. Now, she is cancer-free and has continued bringing the light and joy of the Christmas season to her neighbors and people from far and wide. Last year, Hardesty had 617 Christmas trees inside her home, and video footage showed the residence filled to the brim with the unique decorations that have delighted so many. More recently, a couple from Florida visited while others traveled from California, Texas, Canada, and Spain. It's been a very blessed season. Lots of tears and hugs were shared. I saw lots of friends who came in the last few years and made new friends who promised to join us again next year, Hardesty said of the experience. The Facebook page called Christmas Tree Home features photos visitors took during their tours. In a post to the group on Sunday, Hardesty told followers in the past few days, "We blew through about 3,600 cookies and more hot chocolate than I could count. Thank you to all of you who came and supported our dream. We love you. We appreciate you. Merry Christmas and may God bless you with joy and health in 2023," she wrote. One visitor said she and a friend enjoyed their tour, calling Hardesty a gracious host who makes delicious snickerdoodles. "Thank you for being so generous with your time and raising money for charity. We will be back," she concluded.